It would be if we could increase the infrastructure for small boat, recreational boats in the harbor, we could see a lot more use of the harbor front.
Good. Anything else on facilities? No? All right. I'm sure you'll think of things as we're getting through. How about your thinking about the budgeting, harbor budget? I think we've sort of already gotten to that, your comment, but I put this in as it's typically a part of a harbor plan where you kind of think about, revenue, and not that we're second-guessing revenue generations or any of that stuff, but if there are ideas of how important things, certain things are with revenue, that kind of stuff is what I'm thinking about.
Well, future revenue considerations, one should be that the harbor should always be a revenue maker.
Yeah.
And historically, and you can go through the books, historically we were not considered a revenue maker.
Mm-hmm.
People would not identify what was in the city's best interest. What they would do is identify certain businesses or certain groups, forgetting that Rockland is a business itself. So we lost, I can think in probably a 10-year period, probably close to $1 million because we were not considered a revenue maker.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is our biggest revenue source at this point?
Single stream?
Yeah.
Cruise ships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But we need to look at that. It doesn't mm-hmm. need to be that. There have been hiccups all along the way and resistance, and
mm-hmm.
and I don't think looking at the easy money fix.
That's a dangerous road to go down.
It's a very slippery slope. I mean, we're not here to discuss that tonight.
Yeah.
Because
it
becomes a philosophical, but yet a financial one. The easy fix, whatever that easy fix is just that. It's an easy shot for a very short period of time, and then we're left with,
mm-hmm.
well, we didn't put anyone into the fish pier. We didn't do this. We didn't do that.
Yeah. The state uses us as we have the courthouse, and we have a lot of state facilities on land that everybody's aware of,
mm-hmm.
but our harbor is actually used by the state. We have the Coast Guard in here, and we're a harbor of refuge, and we have maintaining this fish pier for all the islanders to bring in their boats.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
boats,
we should really look to the state to help us more with their harbor.
Well, again, I think we need a negotiator at the city level who's able to negotiate and identify that there is an engagement, that there are other cities and towns that have discussions with the state
mm-hmm.
and say, this is what we need, how can you help us get it?
Coast Guard has the best dock in our harbor.
Coast Guard has a fabulous dock.
Used to be our ferry dock.
Yeah. The Coast Guard has a fabulous dock, but this is something, when we're talking about short-term fixes...
We could put them over an owl's head. We could take that dock.
Who usually does that within the city?
The city manager.
Oh, okay.
So what I just wrote down, there's a bunch of different things going around. So, again, keep thinking about things on the high level. But looking at all of the bigger revenue sources is important, not just one particular revenue source. If I try to capture the high-level point of that part of the conversation. But also, you brought this up a few times, so I wanted to write it down, but negotiations at the state level about the importance of Rockland is important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
For the state services that they have in our harbor.
It's an important state resource that they need to help contribute to.
Yeah.
And part of Rockland's problem has been, and this is the cultural piece, and when we talk about it, is Rockland has just taken the dregs.
Mm-hmm.
Has not asked for what they need, has kind of said, whatever you want to give us is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we see is allocations of money going to other harbor towns where we could have accessed some of those resources. Mm-hmm. And we do need to protect Richard, our fisherman, and we do need to protect our pleasure boaters and your family. And I think a negotiator, that's not something that's long-term. That's something that could be immediate, that we have somebody who identifies mm-hmm. how we can access state revenues because mm-hmm. Rockland and that fish pier are a huge resource.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
Coast
it's been under
Coast Guard,
and
Coast Guard
under
in the middle of the harbor is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, that's good. That's sort of the budget-related stuff. sort of kind of a two-pronged approach, three prongs if you take the negotiation piece as a separate thing, but kind of the incremental small revenue generation, recognizing how important Rockland is as a as an economic resource to the city, and then recognizing how important Rockland is as a harbor to the state and having the negotiations at the state level that basically helps make sure the state focuses on Rockland as a resource.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate.
Okay. Hopefully I'll summarize that better later on. All right. How about marine economy? Working waterfront. So one thing that we're going through right now in the harbor committee meeting is thinking about, I'll explain the way we've started thinking about it. And first is there's a marine economy, which is large, and then there's a working waterfront, which is part of the marine economy. So what we're trying to do is come up with a definition of what we mean by a working waterfront in Rockland, which might be slightly different than what you would say if you were looking at Lance Remains Futures Program, which is, you know, very focused on one aspect of a potential working waterfront. I have no stake in it, but we are developing that definition right now. So just out of curiosity.
I watched your last meeting on computer. Really, it's. I think the using the waterfront zones.
Yeah.
Really, the zoning itself really defines what things should be on the water.
Yep. Here's what we already want.
And here's the things that are allowed. Because I think you can really get lost in the weeds with semantics trying to define what a working waterfront is. You know. We need the comprehensive plan done soon so we can use it. And you could spend all winter defining that one term.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be spending too much more time on it.
Yeah.
But I think it was important, at least from my perspective, as you probably heard, you know, let's all at least agree this is what we mean by the working waterfront. Because it helps think about, it helps when we think about other implications of that. You know, so if one person means one thing, somebody else means something different, then we're not necessarily on the same page as certain action items. So we're just trying to come up with a...
I think that term working waterfront only came up as people began to see the working waterfront go away.
Yeah. Right. I've always heard it in terms
because
of
Rockland
fish.
Used to be all working waterfront.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And they never call it that. They never call it. They just call it, that's where you're going
just
to work.
Just call it the just call it work.
Yeah. Yep, that's a good. Yeah. That's a really good observation.
Yeah,
but it is absolutely true. Yep. Well, what about the marine economy? Are we, you know, what are some aspects of the marine economy that we need to try to make sure we capture? Big bullets. It's a big question, I know, but
I think Rockland right now is a pretty good mix of all different kinds of uses of the waterfront. Again, I think the danger that we're going to come into in the next few years is with gentrification, the risk of losing waterfront, more waterfront to restaurants and tourism. And the town may decide that that's what they want to do, and that's the comprehensive plan may decide that's the direction they want to go. But I think that that's going to be an upcoming threat.
Yep. One that needs to be protected? Question mark.
Or, I mean, Camden's waterfront's all restaurants.
Yep.
I mean, people may decide to go that way, but that's going to be a pressure.
Yeah.
And I think protecting what access we have. I mean, we've got the new building that's going up. The new tech school, and behind that is a beautiful piece of waterfront property. I think that we should continue to have access to. That again is an immediate thing, not a long term, but something that the city should be negotiating now. Let's continue to access to that.
One thing I think
that whole shore down Snow Marine Park should be built up, and
that park's nice.
That'd be
a nice park.
And it doesn't get used, unless people have dogs.
So this around Snow Marine Park.
We used to have a winter festival there every year.
Yeah. Remember the slingshot for kids? Go on the ice?
Yeah.
Like the big bungee thing? It's, sure. Yeah.
It's pretty cold out there, but it's fun.
Thinking about businesses, aside from the fishing mm-hmm. Discussion that we changed, I mean, are there other any other kind of opportunities that you see along the waterfront that we ought to be considering related to the economy, the marine economy, working waterfront?
Around FMC, that seems really underutilized. I mean, I assume most of those buildings have things going on in them.
The FMC buildings are the ones that are surrounding?
Well, all around. I mean, where you've got Bixby in there. But then there's all those warehouses. There's mm-hmm. the little docks on facing the schooners. Mm-hmm. It seems like that is really underdeveloped. Yeah. I don't know if that's a purview of the harbor.
There's a whole Tilson Avenue redevelopment plan, another plan that was created in the past that has never been dealt with. But, yeah, I mean, that's... I bike past that every day on my way to work, and that's the place.
It's the heart,
I just brought
the
up last week that drives me crazy.
It's the heart of the
that
harbor.
Completely underutilized section of the harbor. Yeah. So as far as
it needs to be dredged.
You know, we're talking about gentrification being the issue having a potential future impact, but there are a lot of places that are completely undeveloped that have been sitting undeveloped for a very long period of time, and you know. Those should get developed in some form.
Mm-hmm.
That Coast Guard housing right there, the UPH, such a prime location.
It's a great location.
Mm-hmm. That was the most protective cove in the whole state of Maine, and mm-hmm. filled it all in.
Figures. Mm-hmm.
And then put a sewage treatment plant on top of
it. Yeah.
Well,
hey, it saved the city
$5,000. I won't put that in my note.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on on that? Are you guys seeing any like emerging conflicts in the harbor that we need to think about? I know one we'll put a pin in, but aside from the cruise ship discussion, are there anything you know in your experience as you're getting applications in, or things that are really like when you get certain applications in? Which are the ones that you really?
Well, the big one that's ongoing now is there's a marina that wants to expand.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people fighting the marina expansion.
Yep.
My sense is that the city's pretty much split down the middle on people that want it and people that don't want it.
I'll write down marina expansions as one thing.
Yeah.
But I think that's not an uncommon...
Yeah.
When a person has their mooring, they want their mooring. Right?
I have said nothing. I have been completely.
Yeah. I mean, there, if you're
I
seven
have not
people,
commented.
You've got a quorum.
Well, I think that again may be. I think it's very difficult to have real discussions sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it happens. It happens with the marina expansion. It definitely happened with how the one industry came into our city, and the discussions just did not take place. You know, we're presented with finished products oftentimes, where, again, leadership needs to make sure everybody knows what each person is doing so that healthy discussions can take place and that people aren't blindsided and people can say, well, let me see this marina plan and let's talk about this. Or let me see what this business wants to bring to us and let's talk about it. That's not, and part of it is a process issue. Mm. I think that the...
transparency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the process gets interrupted. I mean, we saw it with the press knowing things before us. That process gets interrupted, and I think if there's a process plan where everybody does know what's going on and people are held to a standard of fairness and transparency, I think really quite a bit of the bullshit would go away. Mm-hmm. It just would.
Yeah.
It just would. Because it isn't about us and them, but always the discussions come down to us and them. And that's not, that's really not, that is absolutely not how we operate. It's not us and them. It's about how can we get discussions and we're always behind. We are always behind in getting information. But I think that's a citywide issue. But it will have an impact on the COPS plan. It will have an impact on what happens with the redevelopment of our harbor.
Mm-hmm.
That if process doesn't get right, mm-hmm. none of this will ever get right. Because
yep.
we've been talking about the fish beer, Richard, for how long?
Forever.
Yep. And other issues. You know, we have tiered things that have come up. And its process gets interrupted.
So is this something that gets set up in a more formalized regulatory structure, or is it, you know, try to just take that to the next, you know, level of thinking?
Oh, there's all sorts of stuff on paper on how things in theory are supposed to work.
right.
Yeah, we're supposed to be working
just
with several other committees. Yeah. I think a lot of it is more information getting out to the public.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what venue works best to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a challenge.
Yeah.
Yep. And not necessarily something regulatory.
Yeah, because the meetings are all public. And people publish, you know, what and talk about what's said in meetings, but it still mm-hmm. doesn't get to people, or it comes at them sideways, or I'm not sure what happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, I think, where are we? Talking about regulatory structure, but, you know, are you thinking about the zoning along the waterfront? I mean, are there any sort of glaring things that you thought about that we ought to just bring up as points to consider, or?
It should be, you know, water-dependent uses should be the, mm-hmm. you know, primary.
Rather than a restaurant?
Yeah, the primary,
right.
You know, use.
Okay. All right. That's the exciting stuff. All the regulatory
Very
stuff.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Well, the zoning's worked pretty well
mm-hmm.
yep.
to define what the harbor front is used for.
Until you change them, well, like you want to put tiny houses all over Rockland. That would be fun.
Just the places where they fit and they're
yeah.
allowed.
Then you're just going to need more storage units.
I just like to look at the zoning, all the overlays, because you have to deal with shoreline zoning, and then you have your regular zoning, which is basically the same as shoreline zoning. It's interesting and complex at the same time. But doesn't mm-hmm. you know, there are ways to simplify that or whatever. I don't know. I'm looking at it a little bit so far. All right, we're getting close to 8:00, so I don't want to like monopolize your entire evening here. But I mean, are there other things that we should be thinking about putting on the list? I mean, the forum is open for your discussion tonight.
I had a thought about the cruise ship.
Yep.
And I had a thought. Okay, so if you were thinking about the environmental impact of bringing people to Rockland and the coastal areas. If you take it and you do a study on what does it cost environmentally with cars, buses, etc., mm-hmm. to get that same amount of people that's mm-hmm. on a cruise ship to the destination,
mm-hmm.
what's the comparison? Is it better to put them on cruise ships?
Oh, fuel economy. It's much cheaper.
I would think. And
yeah.
and would could the argument be made that it's environmentally...
No.
It can't be.
No, but you could argue it's fuel economy.
I think yeah. with the cruise industry, because some of us on the commission have been at this for over 10 years, we've got newer people who are getting caught up. I think for tonight's purposes, because it is getting close to 8:00, that I don't even want to
go there.
yeah, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But I think that at this point, because cruise ships are coming much later, you know, we had a discussion tonight. Mm-hmm. We'll shore up some of the stuff that we've got to deal with,
mm-hmm.
you know, what we've got in place right now. But I think for tonight, I don't think any of us want to have that discussion right now.
Yeah, I'm not at all prepared to facilitate a discussion on that one at this point.
I couldn't even find a study anywhere in the internet that could compare those two.
Yeah,
but that's, you know, there's just a lot involved, and we've actually touched on what it is we are looking for, what it is the commission as a whole has worked towards, and that is making sure that there's a balanced use, and that we don't get steamrolled by a business or a company.
Was that the one you were talking about? Not MBNA.
I can't think of any industry. So for tonight's purposes, you know, I think at some point it'd be great to come back and have a lengthy discussion about the cruise industry, but tonight is not it. You know.
Well, there's definitely going to be an opportunity to talk about
that. Oh, yeah, we know that. Yeah. And we're also very much aware that the ad hoc rewrite that only a portion
under
of
the bright lights.
I know it took a learning curve for other people to understand, but we knew immediately the cruise industry is just a portion of what you're doing.
Yeah, I think your broad perspective is what we're trying to reflect in the harbor plan, is that you know there are lots of elements to the harbor, and we need to have a plan that's comprehensive.
That's comprehensive.
And not just dealing with one. At least that's the message I'm getting to.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, you've heard it. I mean, we talked. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think the cruise industry came up for 2% of what our conversation was here this evening.
Exactly.
So I think that would be an interesting thing to take back to your community, is that 2%, and the rest is we've got so many other things that we talk about regularly to help protect the business of Rockland and to protect its residents. So a lot going on.
Absolutely. It's
exciting. It is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you guys, especially this close to Christmas.
Joel, Noel.
Just like my birthday is December 24th.
No!
That's no joke.
That's probably related.
Okay. No, it's actually,
I'll
tell you the story.
It's not
my father's
40, 50,
father figure. His father wasn't there.
Yeah, obviously,
his father figure.
He's lugging around those biggies there.
It just worked out that way.
I guess. I still don't buy it all the time when my parents say, no, that's
not right. You know, it all be sane English. That's fascinating. Your point
is that emotions come before
during daytime.
Is there emotion on the table?
I did
that
one.
Chesapeake
Bay.
Motion to adjourn.
Melissa, second. Matthew, all in favor? Aye. Thanks, Noel.
Thank you.
Where they set up weirs and then just slowly dried up the nets around it.
So we'll chat.
Shovel them
so
on in.
You're good to go?
Yeah.
There's still a fisher in there to find them.
No, doesn't it? Yeah, that's... So the herrings come up at night.
Oh.
I mean, so that's the whole point of the sayings.
Matt, let me know.
I wonder.
All these?
Okay. That's interesting because I wondered about that. With the herring, if you're going to be kicked out of what area? Was it 1A?
Oh, it is now.
Hey, you have to stay and lock up.
What about inshore?
Matt, you have to stay and make sure.
It's a state license, inshore.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow.
No, I just wanted everybody to stop.
There's still a quarter.